The Morning Early Birds, You've Caught the Worm, a podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio, and our friends in the public media spectrum across the region bringing you the latest news. I'm Carl Lengel, your host. It is Monday, the 8th of June, 2026. The price of gas in Montana dropped over the last few days. A news release last week from AAA Mountain West Group reported the average price for the gallon of regular gasoline dropped 17 cents in Montana last week to $4.38 a gallon. Nationally, the average for a gallon of regular gas is down 18 cents to $4.24. The average price of a gallon of regular gasoline in Billings is $4.33, Great Falls $4.40, and Missoula, $4.45. AAA reports the most expensive gasoline market is California at $5.97, and the least expensive, Indiana, at $3.55. AAA also reports the price of crude oil remains below $100 per barrel as of last week. According to new data from the Energy Information Administration, gasoline demand decreased last week, while the total domestic gasoline supply increased. Over the weekend, hostilities picked up again in the Middle East, and market analysts are watching oil prices. A startup company tested a small nuclear reactor in Idaho last week that could someday help humans live on the moon. The Department of Energy says it's the first of its kind to be turned on in the last four decades. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Mersbach has more.
Tom Mancinelli with the company Antares says its microreactor could power lunar and deep space missions and remote military bases.
Where the grid might not be as reliable and where it's difficult to bring the liquid fuel supply.
In what officials dubbed historic, a test model of Antares' microreactor went critical at the remote Idaho National Lab. That means the company safely controlled a nuclear fission reaction, but didn't produce any electricity. That could happen next year. This is the first reactor in a U.S. Energy Department program to meet a July 4th goal. Others at the Idaho lab and a Utah one could be next. The feds have fast-tracked their licenses to usher in a, quote, nuclear renaissance, something some experts worry could result in mistakes. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Mersbach.
Wyoming is one of three states that increased its work to reduce wildfire fuels last year. Jackson's KHOL Sophia Boyd Flegel reports firefighter watchdogs are tracking resources this season to see if those downward trends continue.
The acreage of prescribed burns, how often smaller trees and forests are thinned, and how many federal employees are fighting fires. Those are the big questions on the horizon. A former Forest Service fuels and forestry specialist told reporters recently that wildfire mitigation in national forests and grasslands fell by 35% nationwide last year compared to 2024. Here's Andrea Delgado.
To give you a comparison, that's an area nearly six times the size of Rocky Mountain National Park that did not get treated. And without exception, every single state saw less wildfire risk reduction work completed in 2025.
She says Wyoming, Utah, and New Mexico saw slight increases in treatment. All other states saw decreases. The National Interagency Fire Center's recent forecast anticipates that parts of western Wyoming, along with the northeast corner and central south, will see significant wildfire risk starting in July. Sophia Boyd-Flegel, KHOL News.
Touro University has announced two new programs for its Great Falls campus. Touro announced last week the American Bar Association has given its approval to the establishment of the Touro Law Center in Great Falls, scheduled to begin in August 2027. Touro University President Dr. Alan Kadish said the proposed program will offer a hybrid learning model combining in-person instruction with online coursework. The Touro Law Center in Great Falls will join the university's already established College of Osteopathic Medicine in Great Falls, and Touro is launching the Bachelor of Science Nursing program, which has received approval from the Montana State Board of Nursing. The nursing program is a hybrid model to expand access to nursing education for students across the state. The board's nursing approval allows the school to begin recruiting and enrolling students. President Donald Trump announced a $700 million investment in coal last week. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon was at the White House in support. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Mersbach has more.
Beautiful, clean coal. That's how Trump referred to the energy source that's been in decline for almost two decades.
You're not allowed to say coal within the Trump administration unless it's preceded by the words clean, beautiful.
Trump says he'll extend the life of 13 plants, one of which is in Arizona, plus open three new plants and a new terminal in Oakland, California. That could export coal from New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming, whose Governor Mark Gordon says this will help access the Asian market.
Absolutely essential for the lifeblood of our state and for our coal mines.
Supporters say Trump's latest coal investment will help keep electricity prices down, while the Environmental Defense Fund says it'll do the opposite and increase pollution. It comes as the feds block development of renewables such as wind and solar. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Mersbach.
Hot Springs is the newest Wyoming county to sign joint agreements with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, making it the eighth in the state, KHOL Jackson's Sophia Boyd-Fliegel reports.
Federal data show that Hot Springs County Sheriff Jeremy Crusher signed two 287G agreements in mid-May. One allows his officers to enforce immigration law during routine rounds. The other lets them serve and execute administrative warrants on immigrants already in jail. Crusher declined to comment. ICE did not respond to a request for comment. The signing came 2 weeks before the American Civil Liberties Union of Wyoming filed a lawsuit against the Laramie County Sheriff's Office. It claims the public did not have enough notice and county commissioners did not give written permission. ACLU of Wyoming's Caitlin Densler told KHOL in a statement she believes the same issue is at play in Hot Springs County. Those signings were not accompanied by a press release, unlike some other agencies, including the Laramie County Sheriff's Office and Wyoming Highway Patrol. Sophia Boyd-Fliegel, KHOL News.
The NCAA says tampering violations occurred in the University of North Dakota football program when assistant coach Travis Steps recruited a player from another school who had not entered the transfer portal. The findings resulted in penalties that included a one-year probation for North Dakota and a $25,000 fine. The NCAA Division I Committee on Infractions says North Dakota, Steps, head coach Eric Schmidt, and the NCAA enforcement staff agreed that the violations occurred. North Dakota self-reported the violation. Residents in the Fort Benton and Great Falls areas will have an opportunity to share their thoughts Thursday about the arts in the Treasure State. The Montana Arts Council holds its summer session at the Grand Union Hotel, and the community is invited to a reception with free refreshments and a no-host bar. The event is Thursday, June 11th from 5:30 till 7:30 p.m. It is open to the public. Arts Council is looking forward to hearing from Montanans to, quote, help advance advocacy and participation in the arts, unquote. The Montana Arts Council is the agency of state government established to develop the creative potential of all Montanans, advance education, spur economic vibrancy, and revitalize communities through involvement in the arts. That's The Worm for this Monday. Catch up with us tomorrow. We'll have another episode for you early birds then.
The Worm is a production of Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Metal Art Call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.